everybody. I'm so excited to be on this call. I know I start this way every time, but every time I sit here and I listen to these introductions, I'm in complete amazement each and every week to have you guys on this call with me. And I don't know, but I feel very excited about this call. As I was preparing for it earlier today, and I was really thinking about, you know, success and how to really help you guys get to the next level in your business, you know, there's a few things that we're going to talk about tonight. You know, if you want to learn how to recruit and retail products and turn your customers into distributors and closing and all that kind of stuff, we've got all those calls available on our website, and they're available for free. And I have to tell you, you know, normally trainers get paid anywhere from $200 to $1,000 to do a conference call for a particular company. And so that is something that right now, currently, may not be in the future, that is free to you, as well as coaching that is available by several different trainers in the industry, anywhere from $100 to $250, 40 minutes of training in a coaching type situation. And that's kind of what this call is, the coaching, kind of a general coaching session that's free to you and to your distributors and to your prospects. And so, you know, sometimes we can be involved with something and really not realize the gold mine that we've got sitting here in our hands and not fully take advantage of it. And so I just really want to encourage you guys to fully take advantage of these calls, fully take advantage of that website that's available for you, and get your people to plug into things like this, because the name of this game is duplication. And so before I go any further, I want to say hi to all of you that are on the phone from Texas and Kentucky and Missouri. Lois, ma'am, faithful every single week since the first time she's been to that Carl's Dead Training Seminar, faithful with her encouraging emails. And then Saul in California, it's the same Saul who emailed us today about the training tapes and the success that he's having from those tapes. Saul, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your encouraging words on that. And then Maria from Pennsylvania, we've got Florida, several people on the phone from Florida, Maryland, Kansas, lots of people from Kansas. I don't know if you're from the same company or what, but somebody is doing their homework by recruiting up there in Kansas. Several people from Colorado, Washington, Martinsville, which I have no idea where that's at, what state that's from. And then several from Washington, and several from New York and Cincinnati. And of course we got Oliva from Atlanta, Georgia, which is so exciting. If you guys ever get the chance to meet Oliver from Atlanta, he's just a gem and a half. He was in our seminar back in Sacramento a couple weeks ago. So anyway, I just want to say hi. I am so grateful that you guys are on this call. Very, very, very grateful to have you on the call. So tonight, we're going to talk about a couple of things. So get your hands ready to take some notes. And you know, they say that note-taking actually helps your retention rate about 50%. And so I encourage you to frantically write, because you know I frantically speak, and I don't slow down for nothing. That's just the way it is. I talk fast when I get excited, and I talk loud. And so that's just the way it is. And so if we can work together as a team, and you not worry and whine and complain about the way I talk, then I'm sure that you'll be able to get something out of what I'm sharing with you guys tonight. So again, I want to thank you guys. I am so grateful to be on the call with you, for you to share this hour of your life with me. I truly, truly am grateful. And I'm also very grateful for all of your referrals that have been coming to that website. And very grateful for all of you who've plugged into those training seminars and have sent us countless emails of testimonials as to what's happened to your life since you were a part of that two-day training seminar. So let's talk about this. We're going to talk about the art of duplication. We're going to talk about what you want to duplicate in your business. And we're also going to talk about three ways of making money in our country. We live in a free enterprise system. It boggles my mind that in a capitalistic system that we live in a free country, that very few people are actually trying to get ahead financially. In fact, you've heard me say it over and over again that 98.2% are the numbers. 98% of the population is either dead or dead broke by the time they reach 65. And some of you may be over 65, but that does not mean the game is over for you. It amazes me as I was on a tour to see how many people over 65 years of age, up into 80, that were there starting a new business with a new leaf on life, with a new ambition, saying, you know what, it's not over till it's over. And they're out there trying to make their business happen. And I can't tell you how proud I am of you. But you really are a part of that statistic that says, you know what, people have worked their whole lives so hard just to get ahead, and they wind up just making ends meet. and in most cases wound up going into debt, which is so very sad to me that we live in a society where, which allows us to name our price and make what we want to make, and yet so few people have either the chance to do it, or at the time when opportunity is knocking, their ears are plugged, their mind is closed, or they've just had life beat them up so bad that they're just not willing to try. And so what I hope that I can impress on your life is to get you to that place where you're at least willing to learn, at least willing to give this type of a business a try, and that if you're at least willing to pay attention to the people who have what you want and do what they do, at least just give it a shot. And so let's talk about the three different ways to make money in America. The first way is by production. That's the first way to make money. In fact, that's the most common way that Americans make money. They're trading hours for dollars. They put in 8 hours worth of work, and depending on what their level of skill is out there in the marketplace determines how much they trade in form of compensation for those hours. So, you know, some of us on this call are worth $5 an hour. Some of us on this call are worth $500 an hour. And so that all is determined by you and you alone. And that's the honest to goodness truth. When I first got into this business, you know, I was a broke young person who could not afford to pay attention. I had absolutely no skills. I had, as far as I was concerned, no talent, no ability, no confidence in nothing. And so this business took my hourly rate, and I can't even tell you how many times it multiplied it. I mean, it's drastic. It's totally dramatic. Where there are points in my career where, you know, I've earned $100,000 a month in just one business, and I had three businesses at that time. And so I don't know how much that pounds out to be hourly, but it's a lot more than $325 an hour. That's for sure, which is what, you know, what I first started out earning when I first started out in the marketplace. And so anyway, production is trading hours for dollars. There's only one problem with that, and that is that if you don't work, you don't earn. That's one problem with production. Even if you do earn $500 an hour, when you don't trade that hour for the dollars, you make absolutely nothing. And so what's beautiful about the network marketing industry is that you can actually earn money while you're sleeping. I know you've all heard that ridiculous cliche, but it's the truth. It honestly is the truth, especially if you have the ability to build an international business, because certain parts of the world open up while you're sleeping, and they're out there pushing products and signing people up, and that means that you're earning money while you're sleeping. That's kind of exciting. But anyway, so trading hours for dollars, and that's how most people make money. And what's sad is that almost 60% of our country has faulty credit, has bad credit, and most of our country is trading hours for dollars. So I don't know if there's a direct correlation there, but it's got to mean something. Also, the fact is that majority of Americans are trading hours for dollars, and majority of Americans are broke, absolutely broke in every which way, shape, and form of the word broke, broke financially, broke emotionally, bankrupt mentally, bankrupt when it comes to vision, absolutely have given up on everything. And I don't know if that's a direct correlation or not, but trading hours for dollars, you know, it's good for paying the bills, but as far as fulfilling a future, as far as fulfilling your desires, your passions, your needs, your wants, trading hours for dollars usually falls very short of that. And so production is the first way to make money in America. The second way to make money and invest is by investing. Now, I know some of you are laughing at me right now, but that's another way to make money in our country, and a lot of people have done it very successfully, have made a tremendous amount of money. Multi-millionaires have been created through investing. However, there's one negative about investing, and that is that we have absolutely no control over the market. None. Now, why am I telling you this thing? Because you want to incorporate what I'm telling you into your trainings with your people. They need to be aware of the fact that most people are out there just living life day to day, punching in and punching out, and guess what? They're winding up way short when it's all said and done, and they don't even realize it. I am so grateful that this business came into my life when I was 19. I am so grateful that it only took me 2 months, 3 months to get started. You know, by the time I got started, I had just turned 20. I'm grateful for that because my eyes were so closed, and I was actually on the rat track of trying to work my way up into JCPenney's at the time. That's what I was trying to do, was work my way up to management, and it turned out that my manager made less money than me, but he worked harder than I did. And so that would have been the rat track that I was on had this business didn't come into my life. And so, give me a break. I mean, where else can you totally maximize your income without having to have all the skills in place to be able to earn 6 and 7 figures a year, and even 6 and 7 figures a month, because people do earn that kind of business money in our business. And so on the investment side of things, yes, you can make money. However, comma, come on, I don't have to tell you much about that. I know, in fact, I have family members who lost everything. Here they were just getting ready to retire, and they were at that retirement age. They spent their whole lives working hard, saving, and taking what they saved and putting it into investments, and sacrificing, having fun. They sacrificed their family. They sacrificed living life to put money into investments. And then when they reached that wonderful age of 65 or 55 or 70, whatever it was, the date that they said that they would retire, oh my gosh, the stock market took a crash. And they lost it all. They lost it all overnight. Gosh, I have family members who have to work another 20 years. And they're 60. They have to work another 20 years. They're never going to get the chance to retire. What they just invested the last 40 years of their life, they'll never, ever get to experience it. Instead, they're going to have to punch in and punch out for the rest of their life. Some of them will die in their jobs. And to me, that's so unfortunate. Here's the third way to make money in America. You know what? I get emotional even thinking about that. You know what's so sad is that some of you think, you know what, I'm glad. I'm not in your business. So therefore, you know I'm not pitching you. You know I'm not trying to get you in a network marketing. I could care less. What I do care about is that we change these numbers. Gosh, the people wake up and realize that what they're doing is not going to take them where they want to go. That's what's amazing to me. Look what this business can do for you. Okay, here's the third thing. Duplication. Now, you know what? Network marketing did not invent duplication. No, we didn't. We are the biggest promoters of duplication. But it is the third viable way to earn money in our business. And let me tell you why. Let me tell you why it is the most profitable way. Let me tell you why it is the most powerful way. J. Paul Getty was the one who said, I'd much rather have a small percentage of a bunch of people doing a little bit. A little versus a large percentage of one person. He'd rather have a whole lot of people out there doing a little bit, and he earns a small percentage off of what they're doing. Why? Because there's security in great numbers. That's why. Because let's say that, for example, you don't make a ton of money by owning one McDonald's. All you've done, actually, if you buy a franchise of Subway, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, you name it, all you've done, Kinko's, whatever, all you've done is bought a job. That's all you did. And all you're doing is trading hours for dollars. You make a fortune by owning several franchises. That's how you make a fortune. Not by one McDonald's, but 10 McDonald's. Why? Because let's say each McDonald's profits $100,000 a year. Times 10. Hello? That's $1 million. And so the art of duplication has been around for a long, long time. And that's how more people have made fortunes than through investing and obviously through production. In fact, there's very few people who've made it rich by production. Very, very, very few. There's 100 times, and I just made that figure up, but literally, there are so many more people who've earned money through the power of duplication. More millionaires, I'll tell you that. More millionaires have been created in network marketing, and more millionaires are created every single year in network marketing than any other business in the world. So that has to tell you something. You're in the right business. Okay, so here's the deal. You much rather have a small percentage of a bunch of people doing a little bit because it's more security. Let's say that you've got 10 legs out there of people building a business. And let's say there's, 200 people in those 10 legs total. If 10 people quit, guess what? Not a lot's going to happen to your income. Do you understand? If you lose one leg, big deal. Not a lot's going to happen to your income. But if you go to work tomorrow and they hand you the big golden handshake and say goodbye, you lost all of your income. If through the investment, if you had an investment out there, you had everything you owned into that investment, and the stock market decided to just totally go down, you lost everything, like my family members. The art of duplication is so powerful. I just can't stress enough how powerful it is. And historically, there's two flaws in network marketing as far as duplication goes. In fact, it's the same in any duplicatable business. In fact, let me tell you something. This is interesting. Have you ever been in a McDonald's? I'm sure you have. In fact, if you and I were to meet at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and all you had available to you was fast food, I could tell you which ones came from Taco Bell, and I could tell you which ones came from McDonald's based on the smell of your clothing, okay? This is how duplicatable McDonald's made their business, okay? And this is phenomenal to me because there is a buzzer that goes off when you are supposed to flip those french fries. Take them out of the oil. There's a buzzer that goes off when you're supposed to flip the burgers. Everything is perfectly set up on a duplicated system. How long you're supposed to toast the buns, how you're supposed to make the shakes, how you're supposed to package everything. I'm not kidding you. And there are buzzers that go off every so minutes that tell you exactly when you're supposed to do everything. Exactly how to mop the floors. I mean, everything is cookie cutter, okay? And see, direct sales should be the same way. Network marketing should be the same way. But let me give you the flaws. And so for example, Ray Kroc, the guy who invented McDonald's, he knew that. He had to duplicate his business. He knew the importance of making that happen. And so what he did is he put these buzzers in place. He put people in management in place to say, Mom, you're supposed to do this right now. You're supposed to do that right now. Now you're supposed to handle this way, okay? So that there's no guesswork. That's how you want to set up your network marketing business. And so that it's duplicatable. And I want you to think right now, what are you duplicating right now at this very moment? Now, how do you make things duplicate? You have to bring people with you. It's how you duplicate things. And you have to make sure that what you're doing can be duplicatable. Okay, so let me give you two things. Training is a flaw in network marketing. It's a huge flaw, and I'll give you a list of reasons why. And duplication, because of the lack of training, is another huge flaw in network marketing. I mean, it would be amazing if people would just do what they're told to do. I mean, it totally boggles my mind why people don't. Actually, it doesn't, because I was unteachable my first 6 months, and I didn't get it. And it took me 6 months of failing before I figured out how to get it. So here you go. One reason why training and duplication is a big flaw in our business. Some people just don't know how to train. That's the reality. Some people just don't know how, and they're not gifted in training. And some people just have no desire to train others. That's just the way it is. In fact, a lot of sales type people have no desire to teach somebody else. They just don't want to. And that's okay. I mean, training is not everybody's gift. That's what I love about our situation. Training is obviously one of my gifts. It's what I was born to do. It's what God created me to do. And that is to pour into people the things that are necessary for them to succeed in the very same way that I succeeded. I didn't read this stuff in a book. I did it. I built my business. I built a huge sales force. Made tons of money. In very short periods of time. And so that's the first reason why training and duplication is totally a flaw. The second reason is some people only train those who make them money. When you are deep out of somebody's pay line, for example, your upline, let's say that you're deep and you're out of their pay line, then they have no time for you. And you know what? I can understand why that is for some people. I've never built my business that way. In fact, there's people on this call right now in California that have been out of my pay line for 8 years, and I still have helped them build their business, still was available on the phone for them, still did training seminars where they were allowed to bring their people to. And so, but some people just don't see it that way, and that's okay. I'm a firm believer that my call in my life is to help other people to succeed, and whether or not I was able to earn a direct percentage on what you did, it did not matter to me, because I believe that what you hand out always comes back to you. And so, anyway, so that's why I was building my sales force. That things are a little different now that I'm a trainer. I'm in a different business. Not totally, but sort of. Anyway, so some people just don't choose. And you know what? It's so sad to me, guys. I get calls all the time and emails all the time from people saying, oh, you know, I'm 12 levels down from our leader, and I try to call him all the time, but he never returns my call, and all they do is they just tell me to, you know, get on this and go to there, and they just really never answer my questions, and they never help me out, and I think it's because I don't make them any money. And it's sad, and it's frustrating for people, because when people are really hungry and they really want to build it, and they really are teachable, it's really sad that there's not a place for them to go, which is why I've created these training opportunities for you guys, is so that people do have that place to go to where they can touch into a leader that knows exactly how to build the business hands-on, not because I read a book. Here's the other thing. The distributors, here's the third reason why duplication and training is a flaw. Because the distributor isn't teachable. And they do things their own way, and they change their, they change what is already working. You know, they look at what the leader tells them to go, oh, you know, I'll do A and B, but you know what, C, I don't really like that. So they change it. And so what duplicates is totally unteachable, hammerhead. And if you've been to the seminar, you know what hammerhead I'm talking about. But anyway, so that's another thing. So you have to ask yourself, one, have you tried to get trained by your upline? Have you tried to tap into the people who really are making things happen? I can't tell you what a huge difference that'll make in your business. Who you hang out with, who your resources are, who is helping you, will make a big difference in your success. And if you don't have anybody in your upline, that's what I'm here for. Okay, here's the other thing. Here's an example of why this is a flaw in our business. Let's say that Joe sponsors Jeff. Okay, Joe brings Jeff into the business, and Jeff really isn't that serious about the business. In fact, he's kind of in the back of his head, knows that it's not going to work, and he's just going to kind of prove that this business doesn't work. And, you know, he just plants a seed, you know, he lets Steve know. Okay, so Joe sponsors Jeff. Jeff brings in Steve. Steve likes the idea of the product. He gets started on the product, okay? And then along comes Jan. Jan and Steve are good friends. Let's say they're dating. And Jan just happens to be over at Steve's house one night for dinner, and she sees that he's got a product on his counter. She gets curious about it. She purchases some from him. She gets on it. She likes it. Steve never follows up. Jeff quits, and Joe doesn't know what's going on. So there's Jan, and Jan actually, you know, says, well, I really like this stuff, and she decides to get online, start doing some research, and oh my gosh, she finds out there's a conference call. Oh my gosh, she finds out that there's a business opportunity behind it. Just so happens she was looking for another way to make some extra money. Well, there's Jan. She's excited. She decided to get started in the business and has no one who knows what the heck they're doing to train her to be successful in the business. No one. Jeff quit, Steve quit, Joe's clueless. So Jan's got all the ambition in the world to make something happen. She has all the desire in the world, but no matter where she goes, everyone that she knows does not have a clue, nor desire, nor understand the potential they're in. And so most people in our business, this is the 99% of the time the case in our business. Most distributors have no idea the potential of the business that they're in. And they never will know what kind of a business they're in because the people quit or because the people don't understand themselves. And so people in network marketing, there's only one reason why they perish, and that is because of a lack of knowledge. One reason why they don't succeed, and that's because of a lack of knowledge. That's the bottom line. That's why most people don't make it in network marketing. Then there's the other side who actually try. The other side who actually give it their best shot, but they don't have the proper training to help them to succeed. That's a whole other story. Okay, so, and let me tell you this. Most of the people in your business are going to lack desire. They're going to lack passion and drive because they are not aware that there is more to life than settling for less. They just don't have any idea. They gave up on life. And most people have given up on their dreams to the point of having no desire at all, which is so sad to me. It makes me want to cry. They have no passion for anything. And it's so sad because one weekend could change that forever. One weekend of their life, put in the right training environment, could change their entire life forever. It literally could. And so here's a solution to these issues, okay? Here's a solution. You've got to bridge the duplication gap. You have to bridge the training gap, okay? Now, I'm not kidding you, because it's not recruiting is why businesses don't grow. It's not reselling the products why businesses don't grow. It's not because of a lack of closing skills. That stuff is simple, basic stuff. The reality is desire, drive, and passion. That is why people don't take it to the next level. It's their attitude. Now, come on, you guys. You've all heard this a million times, that 90% of your success will be based on what your attitude is. 10% is on skill. 10% of the skill of recruiting, 10% of the skill of retailing, 10% of the skill of building a customer base and closing people. That is all technique, which is 10% of your success is dependent on that. 90% is how you feel about what you're doing, where you're going, and the determination to make it happen. And it's that emanation that you carry that says, I am going with or without you, Mr. Prospect. This is going to take me to where I want to go. And I will succeed regardless if you're sitting in your lazy boy chair with your bag of Cheetos and your Blockbuster video with your five remote controls. Are you with me? Are you guys with me? The reality is this. It is not the things that you think that are going to make you succeed. It's the things you don't think that are going to make you succeed. I was on a conference call about a week and a half ago, and this guy was saying, you know, when I was asking him, what do you want me to teach to your group? And he said, you know, give us some real good hands-on stuff. I'm like, boy, dude, you need to wake up and smell the roses. Because the reality is I could teach ABC on closing, but unless you believe, unless you have the faith, unless you are willing to step out on that faith and take a risk, you're not going to do anything. That's the reality. Unless there's a burning desire deep inside of you to get out of debt. Unless there's a burning desire for you to help other people. Unless there's a burning desire inside of you to go farther, faster. Unless there's a burning desire to get out of the stinking rut that you've been in, you will not ever show this opportunity. You will not ever build a business. You will not ever learn how to recruit, build a customer base, or close anybody. Building a team has to do with whether or not you want to go somewhere. Whether it determines whether or not someone wants to follow you. And so here's a reality check, guys. This is where training is so important for you. Because if it pushes you over the edge of getting over your excuses, then the training did its job. But if all it does is fill your head with more knowledge that you get to ponder and think about and write extra notes about, I promise you, the training failed you. Because if you come out of a training or come out of a conference call, come out of the listening to tapes with actually going to action, then you've found something that is extremely valuable to your future. Okay? So, the solution is this. But here's how I learned the solution. After failing for 6 months in this business, and after going $25,000 in debt, after feeling like a complete loser, failure, somebody gave me the opportunity to go to a training seminar, and I had to fly on 2 days' notice. I had to pay for the training, which I had never done before, nor did I even see a reason to do something stupid like that. So I had to pay money for it, I had to fly, and I had every excuse in the book. In fact, here's a few excuses I had. And you might want to write these down so that you know ahead of time what the excuses are of the people you are facing. I didn't have the money, first of all, to fly. I didn't have the money for a hotel. And I didn't have the money for the seminar. Not only that, I thought, after I talked myself out of it because I didn't have the money, I thought, you know what, I can figure this out on my own. But duh, man, I was in for 6 months and went $25,000 in debt. Obviously, my figuring out how to succeed in this business got me $25,000 in debt. It did not. I obviously did not know what I was doing. The proof is always in the pudding. And so, I didn't have the money, I can figure this out on my own, it's going to be boring. That's totally what I thought. I thought that the seminar would be boring. Come on, I was 20, give me a break. I don't have a place to stay. I use that as an excuse. I won't know anyone there. I was very intimidated by people. I did not like being in group settings, let alone one-on-one settings. I'm afraid of what goes on in seminars. I was totally, had a fear of the unknown. I'm too stupid anyway. Even if I go there and I learn it, my track record shows me that I'll flop it anyhow. Or, you know what, I'll just go next time. And all that excuse was that I'll go next time was just buying me more time to find more excuses to fail. And that's all that it was. And I really just thought I wouldn't get anything out of it anyhow. Well, that kind of thinking is what made me broke. That kind of thinking is what helped me not to succeed in my business, was that kind of thinking. Those kind of excuses will always leave you broke. In fact, write this down. The definition of an excuse is a well-planned lie. And I am serious. I am dead serious. I know that if you and I spent 5 or 10 minutes together, we would look at some incredible mountains you climbed that you had excuses not to climb before you start to climb. and you got over them. Something pushed you over them. And then you finally just said, forget it, I'm doing it. And you made it happen. And so I got over my excuses, and what I learned dramatically changed my business forever. But the name of the network marketing game is duplication. And so it's one thing that I changed my personal business. But let me tell you what made all the difference in the world was duplicating what changed in my business. And so, for example, if all I do is I attend a seminar, or I listen to tapes, or I get on a conference call by myself, I'm not doing anything for my future. I'm doing something for me personally. But this is where you have to put self aside. Say, self, I've had enough of yourself, and I'm finished with you. The name of this game is other people. The name of this game is duplication. Multiplying your efforts. And so if you're going to multiply your efforts, you have to make sure that whatever you're doing, you have people with you doing the same exact thing. So I'm going to ask you something. How many people right now in your business are duplicating what you're doing right now? For example, how many people do you have on this call with you right now? How many? That's how you know whether or not you're duplicating your efforts. Duplication and training is dragging people along with wherever you go and whatever you do. I used to take people out recruiting with me, one-on-one. You know what? Hey, I'm going to the grocery store. You want to come learn how to recruit? Okay, fine. Dragging people with me. Hey, I'm going shopping. You want to come along with me? And I bring them with me. Hey, I didn't know what I was doing when I first started. All I knew is I needed to show other people how to do what I was attempting to do myself. And what I found was my skill level dramatically changed when the pressure was on me to perform around other people. It was a good thing. Okay, so anyway, that's my question. How many people in your business right now are on this conference call with you? Here's a second question. This is just a test for you to see if you're duplicating. How many people in your business are on my website? How many people in your business are using your products, the same products that you're using? How many people in your business are going to the training seminar in Virginia? Western Virginia, November 8th and 9th. How many people do you already have scheduled for that training? This is the art of duplication. So get self out of here and focus on teaching other people how to do what you're doing. Okay? And don't complicate it. Make it simple, and this is what I'm telling you. Okay, so look, I went to a training seminar. Rather than me coming back and trying to teach everybody what I had learned, which wasn't going to happen, let's face the facts here. The trainer I was learning from was making $500,000 a month. He had a better track record than I did. He had a better way of teaching than I did. He had a gifting that I did not have. And so I came back, and guess what happened? I already told you, I made $4,000 the first 8 days. That's what I personally made. But all that was on my production efforts. Do you understand what I'm saying? That was all for my own personal recruiting and selling. That was for my personal production. Meaning that if I did not personally produce the next month, I made zero. I still had not done the art of duplication. Here's the second thing. Then I figured it out because, you know what? I was working my network marketing business like a job. And many of you, because of a lack of understanding and knowledge, not because of any other thing other than you just don't know, many of you are working your network marketing business in the very same way that you work your job, meaning it's production, recruiting, and selling. Meaning if you don't recruit and sell, you don't make anything. I want to take you to the next step, which is the power of multiplication, the power of duplication. So after I figured that one out, then I realized, hello, every conference call I'm on, I need to have 10 people on that call with me. Every training that I go to, I need to have no less than 10 new people on that thing with me. Okay? Let me tell you, write this down. The new is where the growth is. It's always in the new blood. It's never in the old. So many people get new people started, and all they do is keep working those same people over and over again and trying to soak blood out of the turnip out of those people. The art of duplication is constantly replacing because there is a thing called attrition. That's a reality. And so you want to constantly be expanding your numbers, just like a professional football team, baseball team, hockey team, you name it. They're always looking for new talent. So that's what you have to do, is constantly looking for new people to duplicate and constantly have new people on this conference call, on your company conference calls that where you're recruiting new people, on your company website, on this DannyJohnson.com website. You want to duplicate training into your people so that you don't have to be the one that personally trains them. Plug them into a training system. There's the art of duplication right there. Okay, so I told you, I came back from my first seminar. I learned how to recruit and sell. I learned how to close and by production make $4,000, okay? Then, when my check started to double and triple is here. The next seminar I went to, I brought 10 new people with me. Those 10 new people learned from the same person, and my skills were now being enhanced and fine-tuned as I was learning at the same time 10 brand new distributors with me. In fact, 4 of them wanted absolutely nothing to do with network marketing. 4 wanted nothing to do with network marketing. They were coming to a seminar so that they could change their life. Those 4 each wound up getting started at a high level in that company, and still to this day, one of them is one of my strong legs. Okay, so, hello. The art of duplication is powerful. This is 12, 13, 14 years ago. Yeah, man, I'm getting old. Okay, so anyway, the art of duplication. Those 10 people learning it the same way, they came back. I did not have to stop to teach them how to recruit and sell clothes. I did not have to stop to teach them how to do a presentation. They learned exactly how to do it there. I did not have to try to get them to get over their excuses. I did not have to handle their objections. The excuses, the barriers, and the objections were gone. In fact, I had a hard time getting a hold of these people because they were too busy out there talking to their friends and family about what they had just experienced. Now, you can sit there and haggle your distributors all day long trying to get them to talk to people, get them to use the product, get them to get their commitment level up, get them to get serious. Trust me, it'll take you years to do what it takes 2 days to do with all of us working together in a training seminar. Okay, so here's another thing. What do you want to duplicate in your business? And who do you want them to duplicate in your business? Because let me tell you something. In life and in this business, we attract who we are. Let me prove it to you. Birds of a feather flock together. It's a reality. It's really funny. In our seminars, we will have an organization, for example, and I'll pull up a sponsor and a new recruit, and they look the same. They literally look the same. Similar careers, they dress the same, sometimes similar color hair, usually same ethnic group, similar age, similar background. We recruit who we are. Okay, so who do you want your new recruits to duplicate? Does this make any sense to any of you? Do you want them to duplicate someone who's on the fence? Do you want them to duplicate somebody who's not sure? Do you want them to duplicate someone who's not serious, who's not committed? No way you don't want them to duplicate that. You want them to duplicate somebody who's serious, committed, determined, with passion, desire, and drive. If that person is not you, then put them in front of someone who is, and let that person duplicate the leadership, okay? And so, the more committed that you become, the more determined you become, the more you will attract those types of people into your business. And so if you're negative and you're whining and things aren't working for you and you're complaining, I promise you those are the kind of people you will attract into your business. And so, but if you're determined, you will attract determined people. If you're whining, you will attract whiners into your business. So the more that you work on you, the more money you make. The more you plug into these conference calls, the more you go to websites that will help you, the more you listen to audio cassettes that will change the way you think and alter your future, then the more you will attract those types of people to you. Let me give you an example. Remember I was broke and living in the back of a car after I had made a bunch of money, and then I married a guy who drained my bank account, maxed out my credit card, and totally left me for broke, homeless, living on a beach in Hawaii. You want to know what dug me out of it? I had training tapes. I had tapes that inspired me, and I listened to them all night long. While I was sleeping, I was reprogramming my loser mind that made me broke. I was reprogramming my doubts and my disbelief into belief, into faith, into determination and persistence. I traded the lack thoughts that put me in destitute situation. I traded those for thoughts that helped me to succeed. And you know what? That comes from the Bible. Give me a break, man. It says, put your thoughts on these things that are good and noble and pure and trustworthy and praiseworthy and righteous and exciting. Think on those things. Put your mind on those things. And so I'm telling you, put your ears to the tape that help to inspire you and equip you with the things that are necessary for you to succeed. I told you 90% of your success is going to come from your attitude and how you feel about where you're going. It's not going to come from your skills. It's going to come from within. And there's only one way to alter those things, and that is to put in. Every day that you don't put new things into you, I promise you, your attitude is escaping. It's going in the wrong direction. It's going down. I can guarantee you that. And so anyway, what do you want your people to duplicate? You want them to duplicate struggle, unbelief, not sure, on the fence, no drive? Do you want them to duplicate minimal skills? Do you want them to duplicate mediocrity? Heck no! You want them to duplicate a fast track. You want them to duplicate a proven track record. You want them to duplicate a record-breaking system. You want them to duplicate things that are quick and simple. You want them to duplicate somebody that's sure and determined, committed, and someone who's going straight for the goal. You want them to duplicate someone who's motivated and excited on purpose with a passion. You want them to duplicate outrageous skills, professional skills in recruiting, professional and superior skills in closing, superior skills in developing leadership inside your sales force. That's what you want them to do. You want them to duplicate bypassing speed. Not slow. The Danny ongoing flow. That's okay. That's the beautiful thing about what we have and what we're doing. The most beautiful thing here is that you can plug your people into a system that is moving fast. You can plug your people into a training that will give them those outrageous skills and abilities. I just can't tell you. You know what? And some of you may think, Danny, all you're doing is selling your seminar. No, I'm not. What I'm trying to tell you is that this is what helped me build a sales force from starting with one person to 2,000 people within the first year. I'm trying to teach you what I did to develop leadership inside of my sales force. You could go out, oh, I'm starting to get emotional about this. You could go out and you could build a business of people that just sell products a few each month, and that's fine. But you're going to work so hard to build a business like that. And it takes so much more work and effort and commitment to build a business flow than it does to build it on a fast track. What I'm telling you is I caught something at my first training. I caught it. That I did not have to work that hard, that somebody already did that for me. That I did not have to know everything, somebody else knew it. But that I could build a business very quickly by plugging people into a fast track system that would develop my people for me. You see, a lot of people think that all I have to do is just go recruit a couple people and hopefully someday that's going to pay off. Here's a reality check. This business is very similar to the corporate world. You want to develop leadership. That's what you want to do. You want to develop a team that is moving towards a common goal. And together they have a synergy that creates an explosion. That's what you want to build. You want to build something that's going to last. Not just a bunch of islands out there, people figuring it out on their own. You want to pull people together and unite them as one. And together their strengths compensate over people's weaknesses. And they build critical mass that's moving forward in a drive that is outrageous. That's what you want to build. But you can't do that with, let me introduce you to my opportunity, and it stops there. So, Danny, how do I do this? I got 10 more minutes. I could talk about this for hours. Because this is truly a secret to how I built my business. The secret is duplication. The secret is let them duplicate someone who's better than you until you get good enough to duplicate yourself. I cheated, I guess you could say. I cheated. I let someone else that was more successful than I. My job until I figured it out on my own. I don't know what you want to call it. But if you want your business to be built faster, then you've got to start looking at how can I help these people succeed the quickest way that they can. Here's a list of things you can do for them. Here's one way you can go about it, actually. Let me give you this. At the end of every one of my presentations, at the very end, before I close it, there is the section on training. And I tell people, look, all of this is great. The products are phenomenal. Our systems are phenomenal. Our compensation and company is awesome. However, without the proper training and duplication, all of it is vain. Because if you really want to succeed, and I hope some of you are writing this down, if you really want to succeed, you need to go directly to an expert that can give you the proper training, skills, and ability, and attitude to be able to make this happen. It will take years off of your business. I hope you're understanding what I'm saying. At the end of every one of your presentations, guys, and if you do your presentation online, then incorporate training to your website. Incorporate training in your presentation. If you do one-on-one, but if you do a phone presentation, add this to your presentation where you say that this is where you'll need to go to get equipped to learn how to do this as a profession, to earn a profession. To actually think for a moment that you could go out and build a business that earns more than doctors and lawyers and professionals earn without the kind of level of training that they had to invest into is ridiculous. The difference is the cost of the training is nowhere near that of which a doctor has to invest into their education. Guys, incorporate this. In fact, I need to do this, a little tape on this to teach you how to do this. Incorporate this like I did. I incorporated this at the end of every one of my presentations. It was actually in the scripts that we wrote into our presentation where we sold it. And our first and foremost thing was not getting their application, was not getting them on the product, but booking them into the next training. Because once they go to that training, guess what? They not only come out using the product, they not only come out getting into the next level, whether it's a website or it's buying some product to start off with. I don't know what levels you have in your business, but I promise you, they come in at the highest level of commitment that is necessary for them to get started. Not only do they come out of training, they call all their friends. They call their friends, their family workers, their co-workers. They call everybody. They say, oh my gosh, you wouldn't believe what I just got started in. And they start telling story after story after story. And they start selling that seminar they just came out of. So I've had people that wanted nothing to do with the business wind up getting back into the business because of the training seminar. And so I'll say, if nothing else, this will help you in your job. It'll help you in your marriage. It'll teach you how to become successful in anything that you do. Well, come on, guys. Everybody wants that. And so that's what I would do. So here you go. Incorporate the training part into your presentation. It's got to be in there because most people are sitting through your presentation and going, how am I going to learn how to do this? I don't think I can. And you answer that objection with the training part of your presentation. Okay, so here you go. This is how you can duplicate your people for you. One is, you personally need to listen to tapes every single day. That's what I did, and that's still what I do. Listen to tapes each and every day. Read things that inspire you, that enhance your skill, because the more skill that you have in the art of dealing with people, the more that you will make in this world. So listen to tapes and make sure that your people are listening to tapes every single day. Equip them with tapes that are proven to give you the skills that are necessary to succeed, to give you the attitude, the determination, the drive, and the passion that is necessary to succeed. Make sure that you and your people have those tapes. Now, I don't know if you've already found tapes that work for you. I know Saul did. Saul gave us a testimony about these tapes. We are having reorders of people ordering 10 tapes at a time of those calls, bad tapes, which I don't, cracks me up. Those were put together literally in a few days, and that was a one-day training. The testimonials that are coming from those are totally blowing my mind. People are recruiting like crazy just from listening to those tapes, which I don't know why, but they're working for some people. Anyway, so, and those tapes are available so dirt cheap, and they come at a cost where, you know, get 10 and you get a discount. I don't know what the discount is, but go to the website, DannyJohnson.com, and you can check that out. Anyway, so make sure, and if you don't like my tapes, find some other tapes. But it's important to feed your mind. It's important for you to feed your distributor's mind with things that are keep them focused to going out there and making things happen. Here's the second thing. And I will tell you, every successful person I know does this. The first thing I told you, which is listening to tapes and getting their people to listen to tapes. I'm talking really fast now because I have 4 minutes. Go to seminars that are proven to get you the results you deserve. Proven. Go to those seminars as often as you can. I mean, as often as you can. Reston, Virginia is coming up, and that is going to be a powerful event. It is an open seminar, which means I don't care what company you are with, you can come to that seminar. Now, don't make the age-old mistake. The art of this call was duplication. The most important thing for you to have massive success is duplication. Get your people to go to those seminars. You will see a massive spike in your sales. You will see a massive spike in your paycheck. That's the bottom line that determines success, is your check. So get people to go to the seminars, and you make sure that you go, that you're pouring into you. These events change people's lives. This is not a joke. This is a reality. Here's the third thing. Be on this weekly call. Get anywhere, get a minimum of one. Lois, and I'm talking to you. Minimum of one to up to 10 new people each week on this call. Okay? 1 to 10 new people each week on this call. Oliver, 1 to 10 new people on this call. Staff, you too. But Danny, how do I get them on the call? Just, you know what? I don't care what they're in. Just say, this woman will motivate you to be more than what you are. Get on the call. You have to listen to this chick. She was a book cocktail waitress and is a millionaire today. That's enough to get somebody curious enough to get on the call. Through the call, you'll wind up getting people into your business. But not only you be on the call, and you have to lead by example by you being on the call, but you set a goal. I will at least get one. Or some of you that are more driven. I'm getting 10 new people on this call Monday night. Come next Monday, 10 new people will be on this call. Here's another thing. Some of you have weekly calls with your company. Make sure you have a new person on every one of those calls, and make sure you are on those calls. If you're committed and you want to build this, I don't care if you have someone to get on them or not. You get on those calls. Fourth thing, duplicate the same thing and make sure your people are doing the same thing that you're doing. Let me give you an example. I had a young woman who brought a new gal to a seminar. Her very first seminar, she brought two new people with her. Carrie, who had a six-week-old baby, was a flight attendant, international flight attendant. Six-week-old baby, single mom, trying to figure out her life. Her job takes her out of the country 14 days out of the month, and she has a newborn baby. Unbeknownst to her, winds up in a training seminar that she was just coming to learn how to make money. Her whole life changed. She brought two people with her. One of those persons caught it. And that next person went out and brought 10 new people to the next month to that training seminar. That girl did over $25,000 personal group volume and made Carrie thousands of dollars. Thousands. Built a business that did $3 million that first year in their business, which made Carrie tens of thousands of dollars while she got to be home with her newborn baby and was able to not go back to work. Carrie still to this day makes thousands and thousands of dollars every single month for bringing that one person to that one seminar. Carrie was new and did not know what she was doing. So what I'm telling you is this, duplicate your efforts. And if there's something to duplicate, it's training, because training is the biggest flaw in our business. And if you can duplicate attitude, duplicate determination and commitment and drive and passion and persistence, I promise you, you will build a business filled with leaders who are out there building their own business without you. So guys, I want to see you in Reston, Virginia with people. Do not go alone. Be on the call on Monday with people. Be on in your business presentations. Incorporate training into there, because it's the biggest flaw in our business. Go to my website and get people to go to that website. Get your friends and family members to go to the website. It's a curious enough site where people will get accidentally interested in network marketing just based on the story that is on the first page. Okay? So guys, I cannot tell you how blessed I am to know you, to have you on these calls, and I pray to God that you really got my message about the art of duplication. That's how I built my business, was by building leaders. I built leaders through training systems and tapes and conference calls. You guys can do the same. Use me and abuse me as a slave if you need to. Other than that, I will see you in Reston, Virginia. I will hear you on the call next week with a bunch of new people, and I will see your emails coming across that website. God bless you guys. I pray that you have an and productive week. Bye-bye.